Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the Convo with Mo podcast. Did I forget the name of the podcast, y'all? Once again, thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the Convo with Mo podcast. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and I am so excited to be talking to you guys again. It's probably been like half a year since we've chatted, and I just feel like we got some things to go over, okay? Like, how's my baby? It's like, no, I mean, but yeah, how's my kid? My son is now 8 months and he's like the best thing that ever happened to me. But how am I doing? That's really what's important. I'm doing okay. I'm doing amazing, actually. So many new changes in my life. I feel like that's going to reflect on these next few episodes of the podcast. I feel like this season of my life, I'm like the happiest I've ever been and the most confident in myself I've ever been. Does anybody else feel like that? I don't know. 2023 was a year, I feel like, of affirming. Like, I feel like 2023, like, affirmed me in who I am. You know, like, giving birth, buying a house. I feel like it just was like, you know, after postpartum, killing my events. You know, I just feel like 2023 just, like, showed me that I am that girl. And now I think for 2024, I'm fine-tuning it. I want to know how you guys... I want to know how you guys feel about 2024 and, like, what you guys are looking forward to in 2024. But I feel like it's so important to start off the year with a theme. Like, last year, my theme was every year is my year. And, like, I'm not going to lie, 2023 ate that up. She ate that up. But this year, I feel like my theme is discipline. I feel like I just need so much. I need to fine tune who I am. And I think in order to do that, it requires discipline. We're always growing, right? Like, we're always changing. We're ever changing. We're always evolving. But I feel like in order to kind of like stay grounded in your core, just like who you are and in Christ and who you are and just like totality, it takes discipline. And I honestly transparently think that's something that I lack, right? I live my life just kind of like going with the waves, like whatever comes and goes, you know, whatever my vibe is. What's the vibe? If you know me, I'm all about the vibes. And I feel like I'm not able to reach my maximum potential because I'm not disciplined enough. And I'm about to break down to you guys some of the things that I'm implementing this year to be disciplined. It's some tough things, guys. But we'll get into that. I want to start off by saying, I'm not starting off because we already into it, but 2024 is starting in February. I feel like 2024, I'm not going to lie, she came in hard. Like, she came in like a wrecking ball. January, she really, she came in with a cute punch and a kick. And I'm like, baby girl, slow it down for me, please. Because I personally was not ready for this. I thought we were coming in smooth. I'm coming off 15th December. I'm not even done with enjoyment yet. And 2024 was like, no, baby, get ready for the ride. Because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And I feel like that, you know, jump-started my thought process. Like, you know what, Mo? This year might not be as easy as last year. It may be as amazing, but it might not be as easy. And so it requires discipline. I also have a child, and I'm not going to lie, when you got that baby, he gonna make you want to be disciplined in your life. Otherwise, you will have no time for yourself. And I'm all about having time for myself, baby, okay? Because I was here before you. It's like, no, just kidding. I'm so excited about just like getting disciplined this year. So I wanted to share with you guys some of the things that I'm doing. And you guys can feel free to join me on these things or kind of just think about your own ways of getting disciplined. So my first thing is social media. And it's like, girl, the world does not revolve around social media. But when you work in social and just like, you know, you're just like a creator of any sort and you're posting on social, it's just so easy to get sucked into social media. And like, it's so easy to just spend so much time there. And I feel like with this year, I set some serious, serious boundaries for social media. So shout out to Apple. They have these like downtime settings. So I set my downtime to 6 p.m. After 6 p.m. every single day, no social. So there's a goal that I want to get to, and I'm going to share that in a second. After 6 p.m. every day, no social, and nothing before 8 a.m. Because, baby, why are you scrolling on TikTok at 2 a.m.? Baby, open your devotional. Like, please, get a word. Read a book. Something. Like, go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Maybe not at 2 a.m. I'm not going to lie. It's not as safe. But do something that is beneficial to you other than scrolling. You know what I mean? If you want to get inspo, get it during the hours of the day, not during night, not during nighttime. Journal, do something, anything other than opening TikTok, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. So there's that. And then I also, the goal that I do want to get to is I don't want to use social media at all on Saturday and Sunday. I saw that Melissa's wardrobe doesn't use social on at all on Saturday and Sunday. And I feel like I can get to that. But I think over these next few weeks, sometimes when you come in too hot with the goals, it's just a little bit too daunting. So you just can't even do them at all. You just scrap the whole thing, throw it in the trash. But I think for me, I think slowing myself into it, nothing after six. And that was hard. I started that when I got back from Ghana, which was a great time, by the way. We'll get into that. I started that off when I was in Ghana and it was rough, boy. I mean, when I got back from Ghana and it was rough. But I'm used to it now. Like, luckily with Apple, you don't have to, it makes the decisions for you, baby. When you try to click that Instagram app, it's going to tell you, no, your time is up. And then you either have to be ashamed and say ignore, or you have to click okay. And you know what I mean? So the choice is yours, Apple says. So shout out to Apple for that feature. Another one of my goals is also not eating after six. So, you know, postpartum, I think I shared with you guys in my last podcast, my fibroids, and this is something that I've been battling for the past couple of years. And after having the baby, I feel like I look bomb. Like, I feel like I look good. I'm feeling back to my old self, but there's like a little bit of baby weight that comes with when you stop breastfeeding, which I like to say I did for a while, quite a while. So shout out to the moms breastfeeding, and shout out if you don't. Okay. Cause I know it's not easy. But I start after breastfeeding, you start to gain a little bit of weight. And so I'm like, okay, we want to get some of these pounds off, but I also just don't want to eat that late anymore. Like, I feel like I feel great and energized and ready to go in the morning when I don't eat super late. So no eating after six, no social media after six. I've been doing it for the past 2 weeks. So I can attest to you guys that it's definitely helping me have a clearer mind. And I feel like I have more time to do other things, like get my next day in order, you know, spend time with my husband, my son, like spend time on myself, journaling. No, I don't really journal, but I kind of like prep my days in my notes. So I guess that would be journaling. So like that feels good to me. So those are my two things. Another thing that I want to do is like up at 7 a.m. It's so hard. Like, but I want, and obviously that takes sleeping earlier, which I do. I'm like knocked by 10, 11, which might not be early for some of you guys, but that's like early. Like, you know, like I put my son to bed, I spend an hour watching Netflix, then I go to sleep. You know what I mean? But I want to get up at 7, maybe even 6, and start my day super early and end my day super early, like around 10, 9. Hard stop at 10. Like, I shut at 10. Social, like the phone off, TV off at 10. But we'll see. That's something that I feel like I want to pick up. And I feel like with these new goals that I have, these new disciplines, I'll be able to pick it up. I also want to work out every day. I've been working out for the past 2 days, so I can't really attest to the fat, but just exercising and being a better me. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just helping me all around. You know what I mean? I need to make spiritual goals, and that's something that I feel like I haven't really honed in on, and I think it's of a fear of failure, but I think I got this. Like, I really, really this year also want to be intentional about my relationship with God, and so I'm hoping that maybe after this episode, I'll go sit down and just write some goals, just spiritual goals, something small and easy, not the Bible app, because that streak thing gives me anxiety. I don't know about you guys, but I hate the Bible app and the streaks. Like, I just cannot. So maybe I'll pull out my physical Bible and it'll be less, you know, it'll be more fun, like a physical Bible, you know? So those are my disciplines for this year. And I hope that you guys, you know, whoever's 2024 is starting in February, I hope that you will also, you know, be disciplined this year in whichever way you see fit for your life. Now, what's been going on other than, you know, 2024, new year, new me? I went to Ghana for December, 30 December. Mine wasn't too dirty, you know, okay. I had a ball. I stayed at my dad's with my best friend and my sister. And it was just like a little girl's trip, like that end of the year, you know. It was hard being away from baby, but listen, mama's got to get out, okay. Ew, I can't believe I just said that. But like, I do, I got to get out, like. Mom gotta get out, okay? I gotta be outside a little bit. I feel like when people become moms, they lose themselves. And that was like a big priority for me when I became a mother. It's just like not losing myself. Like, you know, I'm still young and turn, please. Like, I basically had a teenage pregnancy. Like, please. Like, come on. And so I'm super excited about how Ghana went. Like, did Sip and Slay, which was amazing. Which was 2 days this year. And you know, Nana Ajumai, the founder, is just, I mean, she's just such a boss and just able to bring all these beautiful women of color together for this event in another continent. I mean, shout out to her. And then I also had the Debonair event. Shout out to Noel Bands. Being able to collaborate with him was also amazing. Hosting that was a dream come true. Just, I mean, the fashions were fashioning, baby. Like, you could tell, like, the who's who of Ghana was in the building, okay? I knew I had to come correct. So shout out to Kenneth Tete on doing my dress for that event, as well as Sip and Slay. That was amazing. And then I had family time, you know, obviously Polo Beach every other night. Not every other night. I went to Polo Beach like twice, but that was it. I know some people that was going to Polo Beach every night, okay? Shout out to y'all. waking up at 6 a.m. at Polo Beach. That wasn't my portion, but if you did, shout out to you. It was a ball. I just love going back to Ghana. Like, I feel like I just always am able to reset and just, like, enjoy my time there, enjoy my time with my family. Seeing my family is 10 out of 10 because we all go back. So it's, like, one of the only times a year that I get to see everyone outside of, like, weddings and, unfortunately, funerals. So that was amazing. And just being able to come back, be with my family, I feel like something that helps me and my relationship, and I don't talk about my relationship much, but this is something that I love, is that we both travel a bit for work. So whenever we see each other, we're just so happy. We're like, hey, it's been so long. How are you? You know, like, we're not always with each other all the time. So whenever we do see each other, we're just really, really excited to see each other. And so when I came back from Ghana, I was just so, so excited. Like, get this mommy. Hey, baby, what's up? So that was awesome. And yeah, just being able to spend time with my little sister and my friends. I feel like friendships this year, I'm really trying to nourish them. That may be one of my disciplines as well. But listen, I think I do a good job as a friend. I call my girlfriends. I tap in. I make sure that I'm connected, because I know in this life, life has a funny way of making you know that you need people. And that is also something that I've learned, is that this life, you cannot do without people. You need people. It's not easy without people. And so make sure you guys this year, we're honing in on our friendships, and we're not playing about our friends, y'all. Like, we need people. We need friends. Like, you can't do this life without community. Me and my husband actually just talked about that. And so that's what's been going on with me. We just moved. I might do a house tour on social. I don't know. I'm so weary about things like that. Cause then, you know, but y'all know people be watching. So I don't know, but I want y'all to see though. Just the other people. I don't know. So I might do like a little house tour. I might just like slowly show the home, you know, little bits by bits, you know, throughout the year. And just getting back to talking to you guys and sharing, because this is like one of my favorite platforms, just like my podcast, being able to just share my thoughts and, you know, on our Instagram page, watching you guys respond and hearing from you guys is just like unmatched. And so I'm super excited. 2024 starts now. February 1st is my January 1st because time is a construct and nobody's going to tell me when to start my new year. So I'm officially starting my new year now with my new disciplines. And I hope that you guys that did start in January 1, shout out to y'all. Better luck for me next year. But that's it for today's episode, guys. Make sure to, you know, let me know your thoughts in my DMs. You guys know my DMs are always open. They're more open now than before. When I had a baby child, I was trying to respond. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, but I'm back, baby. And that's it, y'all. So make sure you guys, you know, like, comment, subscribe, leave a review. And yeah, all right. Bye, guys.